Table manners mean nothing to me.
Table manners are very important.
Table manners are very important to me. I'm raising three sons, and I come from a traditionally very strict environment where manners are concerned.
So, you know, I think we got the basic stuff down, but you know, I still feel uncomfortable. Like if I go to a real fancy restaurant or something like that, I feel kind of uneasy because I don't know, you know, what spoons to use or what forks to use.
Yeah. Table manners are very important because, well, if you have somebody coming over to your house, for example, and they're extremely rude at the table, it just seems an impolite impression. It's easy to make the wrong impression if you have bad table manners.
Eating is a sacred thing, whether you're at a Bedouin encampment or out in the bush, or at Huguette's table. It is sacred and social. And anything else is a bastardization of the dining table and the sacred gathering of human beings who everywhere come to break bread.
He was just disgusting with his food. Like, say he had pasta in front of him, he'd just stick his fork in it and shove it in his face really quickly. Or just, if he had pizza, he'd just literally grab it and straight in the face and just start eating it.
My mother tried to impress upon us that, you know, we had some kind of civility when we ate.
Well, I would set the table always with the knife to the right and the fork to the left, and the spoon, if you're having a dessert, to the right of the knife, on the outside of the knife at a placemat.
Sometimes I go to a fancy restaurant and I see there's lots of forks, and sometimes it's like you use one fork for one thing, you use another fork for another thing, and I don't even know at the time. I'm like, what fork is from what?
I have noticed that some Canadian people that I've come in contact don't seem comfortable with knowing which fork to use if there's a selection of two or more.
What fork is for what? You eat the fork. Do I pick it up with my hand? No, I use a fork. But yet, there are different ones.
Where to put the knife and fork when they've finished eating? Oftentimes it'll be back on the table. Well, where I come from, back there, that's not acceptable. When you're finished, you put your knife and fork together on the plate, and they're always at, I don't know, 5 o'clock on the plate. Together.
Table manners mean nothing to me. Only when I am on my way up socially. And that's why I come to Huguette's. She is preparing me to be a sociable, decent human being.
Well, I think, you know, like I said, I think there is a lack of, like, all those kind of rules of etiquette and stuff. And, I mean, you know, it's just the way society's going. When so much of the population is spending so much time in fast food, you know, eating fast food and stuff where manners, you know, everybody's eating everything with their fingers. And
my parents taught me my manners. My father was brought up in almost an Edwardian English environment.
If I were to say that I received table manners from somebody, I wouldn't say it was anybody.
Certainly in the English society, you know, if you've had very good etiquette, then you would impress your mother-in-law-to-be or your new boss or whatever it was.
the life is just different now than when I grew up, and it's changing. And I you know, I don't know that it's a bad thing, but you know, so, I still think that, you know, just being polite and generous and that's the most important thing, without all the following every little rule about what kind of utensil to use.
I think it's part of an order of things. My children will often ask, being boys, you know, what's the point? What does it matter? And I honestly will reply to them, well, there may be a time that you want to feel proud of yourself, and you want to show yourself in a good light, and having good manners is a very natural way of doing that. In a world perspective, it's not the most important thing. There are more important things than manners. Absolutely.